By the way, I'm on a new thing. I'm not talking shit about anybody.
That's not true.
I'm not going to talk shit about anybody.
That's not true.
It's my new thing.
Wait a minute. We were doing it all yesterday.
I know, but not. Well, I can do it. No, I do it privately, just not publicly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
100%. Cheers. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So what do you think, man?
I love it.
$1.3 million.
This is nice, dude. This is
why we came here.
I think this move to Austin's been great. Hey, guys, welcome to Two Bears, One Safe House.
And this is why we did it. So 6 months, and we got it the way exactly we wanted.
So bizarre. You know, when you first started your mom's house, it wasn't this.
It wasn't. And what I did was I studied the videos that Khalil Sheikh Mohammed put out. And I was like, I want to duplicate that.
We should do a beheading after this.
Dude, we definitely can.
Yeah.
I have some people we found.
This is crazy because people driving by don't know that this is what's going on in here.
Oh, yeah. And it's, guess what? They're not going to find out, okay? They're not going to fucking find out. Yeah, so just so people know, we are still waiting for... we actually got through some permits, which is really exciting.
Oh, is that... Do you have to do permits?
Yeah, we do permits. So we got through some of the permit hell under construction, and I showed you those renderings.
Yeah, I like the new set. It's going to be badass.
It's going to be pretty cool.
I can't wait till 2023.
24.
Until we get it. It's going to be really great.
So we're in a temp space right now. But it's great to be face-to-face and not Zooming.
I wonder, yeah, no shit. And we'll be doing these live all this month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll jazz this up. I think this set will grow. And get better and better.
Well, see, I want to have some more Arabic here because otherwise, you know, the Quran is not meant to be interpreted in however you want. It's in the Lord's language.
I just realized if there was a person hiding behind there,
yeah,
that scared the living shit out of me in the middle of the fucking thing.
And if they went to kill you for like offending Muhammad, I would be like, take him, sacrifice him.
This might, and by the way, I like that we picked the smallest house in the room.
The smallest room in the house.
Smallest room in the house to do this in.
Yeah.
This is like, well, I don't even know what bed fits in
here. I don't want it to be too big, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you know I mean? Want it to be super intimate. Like, yeah, we're fucking.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Who wants to fucking big rooms? You want to fucking small rooms.
I don't want to fucking a big room.
Dude, I had.
A big room makes my dick feel smaller, you know?
Come here, get this closet. I want you to see my dick.
Yeah. Oh, this is the biggest thing in here.
We got, first of all, two things. I had the best sex I've had with Leanne in a very long time.
I like that you specified it was with Leanne.
Yeah, with Leanne.
Yeah.
I had a visual that I realized I'm very visual. Like, I remember one time we were having sex in our beach house a long time ago, and there's a big mirror, and I kept looking around to see. Like,
yourself?
No, but to see my, like, everything going in and out. And I was like. And she was like, hey, what the fuck are you looking at? And I was like, I'm looking at you. She was like, I don't feel like you're in it. I feel like you're looking for a cab or something. And I was like, oh, no, that's what I do. I like looking at things.
But also, you probably really would enjoy watching yourself have sex. Dude. Because you like watching yourself do anything.
Someone said to me, "So what did you think of your movie?" I said, "Well,
that
I think
was
it's
me." That was
yeah,
me.
And I said it was awesome, but I also listened to my own podcast.
Yeah, that's me. You said it was awesome, and I was like, "I'm so happy for you." You don't understand. I can just listen to myself on a podcast yeah. and enjoy it. And I was like, ugh.
I watch that movie just watching me. All I do is I do like I watch me. I look at my beard. I look at my eyes. I look at my hair. I look at like all I do is watch me. I don't watch the fight. They're like notes, and I was like, "Yeah, you're close up on me." And they're like, "No, about the story." And I was like,
"What was the story?
Is there? Are these aren't just beauty shots?" This isn't just a fluff piece. No.
I think you're a rare breed, though, in at least in comedy,
yeah.
in that you enjoy yourself, and most comedians can't stand themselves.
I really like me. Like, I really enjoy. I'm always shocked when people don't.
When they don't like you?
Yeah, like, I'm always like, I was like, what did I, like, how come you don't love me? Like, yeah. I, like when you go to a party and, like, you, like people read energies, and then all immediately they're like, he's a lot. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, but that's the fun part, right?
Right.
And like, how wouldn't you? How come you wouldn't love to? Don't you want more of it? Like,
right.
But whatever. Teach his own. Yeah. Some people are racist for no reason at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I enjoy you.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you do. But I think you enjoy me. Like you enjoy me the way that like. You enjoy me the way that some guys like to have cameras and shoot up girls' skirts on the escalator. Like in a voyeur, like I think you enjoy me more just watching me operate.
I do like watching you operate.
And like last night when we were leaving the game.
Yes.
And I just was, I thought we were both racing to put the hot dog in our pocket. I thought you were like, I'm going to grab it if you don't grab it.
No. So we went to the Austin FC game, right?
Yeah.
And they played LA
first
Galaxy.
Soccer match. What's it called? Yeah. Any? You think, look like you'd be into soccer.
I think it's a match. I think like right. It's definitely not.
I'm definitely not into soccer.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Time gehunden.
Wow. You know what? That's still way better than Nadav would do it.
Yeah, this is Arabic. Okay.
Okay. Good. Well, it's in fitting with the whole set. So, I went to a soccer match years ago. I went to a game in Peru. They played Ecuador. So it was national teams. So it was like a big, big, crazy, you know, they're fucking throwing shit on the field.
That's when stadiums collapse.
Yeah, and they throw bodies off the fucking upper balcony stuff. This, though, like beautiful stadium here in Austin.
Yeah.
Great environment. Like it was
gorgeous. 20,000 seats and it's done nice. And
really
they've got
nice.
And I love that they have the ones that they were saying, I don't know if this is accurate, but they were saying the ones in the home goal
mm-hmm.
are all the fans and the seats don't sit down, they all stand up.
That's the cheer section.
The cheer section. And then you gotta shoot a video of yourself to get tickets to prove that you will cheer for the entire game.
The whole game. They never stop.
Why doesn't more of that happen?
I don't know. But I mean, if you look at international, you know, soccer team fan bases, you go into Europe, you know, obviously in England, in Spain, in Italy. I mean, the fans, you know, are just, it's other level. Like they're fully devoted. The stadiums are enormous. And those places, they don't stop singing the songs and chanting for the, like, walking to the stadium for the whole match, and then out they go to like each team has its own plaza, you know, and they'll go and just
love that.
Celebrate.
I love that. I love when here's what I also really dig is that I didn't even know we had Major League Soccer. I mean, I knew we had, I knew Drew Carey was part of it or something, but just kind of like the same way my daughters must feel about the Bible, I felt about soccer. I was like, I know it's there, but I don't really like follow it. And then to see people traveled from LA to come to this game.
Yeah.
And I thought, I respect that.
Well, and by the way,
I wish I had that. I wish I had that for more things.
Right. Do you have that level of fandom?
I don't have it. Like, hold on. Do we have a paper and pen so I can write things down as they come to me? But like, I don't have any of that. Like, I have that for comedy. Like, I'm really into comedy, and there's like people I drive to go see.
Yeah.
But as far as like sporting teams, I don't know if I'd travel. That's so badass.
We saw a huge upset.
Huge upset.
LA is a better team, and they were like considering this a win, and they lost 2-0. We saw that place went fucking crazy with each goal.
They made me like I got in a weird place last night because I've never followed soccer. When I was a kid, you weren't allowed to follow soccer.
Yeah,
it was a commie sport, and that was as all that was said. You play baseball, you don't take baths, and you don't play soccer. Those are the two things you don't do.
You take baths?
No, you know that's what commies do. Commies take baths. Commies play soccer.
Yeah,
and that was like I remember. Oh, thank you, buddy. I remember thinking that I have my own pen, and I want to introduce you to this pen. Tom, I think you're going to really like this pen. But, like, it was – I had a smile on my face top to bottom. Like, I had so much fun. Hold on, let me get these pens out. You're going to fucking love this pen. This
really?
Is the best pen I've ever owned.
Okay? Ever.
You're going to love the way it writes.
I love pens.
Okay? You're going to love it. It is a gel ink, and it's a fat one, so you feel like you're painting the paper. Go ahead and write your name down. You're going to like what I got you into.
Really?
Yeah.
Move this thing. Goddamn left hand. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that a great pen?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Jelly Roll 08, and it's G-E-L-L-Y. Mm. I bought a bunch of them, and then I put them all over my house because there's nothing better. You ever taken? Hold on, let's stay on task. But you ever go to a restaurant and you write with the pen, you sign the thing, and you're like, damn, this is a good pen.
Yeah.
And the waiter doesn't notice it, and I'm like, then I'm stealing it.
Yeah.
Because this is too good of a pen. If you don't appreciate,
have you ever had a waiter ask for their pen back?
I have.
I've had that multiple times.
Where it's a great pen, and you're like, thanks, and you just kind of put it on the table, and he's like, can I get my pen back? Yeah. He's like, it's a good pen. It writes thick. Oh, this is a great. These are great pens.
Yeah.
So wait, I wanted to. Okay.
I lied one time.
You stole the waiter's pen.
And I said, I don't know where it went. He's like, there's nobody fucking here, man.
It's me and you.
Yeah. And I was like, it must be. Somebody must have picked it up. He was like, yeah, you did. You stole it. I was like, prove it.
So last night I get to the game and I'm just ear to ear. I've never seen soccer in my life.
Dude, arriving there when we arrived, it was just as the national anthem was going to begin, and there was cheering, there's drum sections going, and I'm like, and it's a beautiful stadium.
It's gorgeous.
A Q2 stadium, I think it's called. I mean, it must be a year or two old. It's not an old stadium. It's like state of the art. And you see, like, people are in a good mood, and they're all, like just cheering already. And it felt like we were going to, like, I don't know. It felt like the place to be. It was, like, an exciting atmosphere to be in, you know.
And what's great is, here's the other thing. I don't mean this disrespectfully. And by the way, I'm on a new thing. I'm not talking shit about anybody.
That's not true.
I'm not going to talk shit about anybody.
That's not true.
It's my new thing.
Wait a minute. We were doing it all yesterday.
I know, but not. Well, I can do it. No, I do it privately, just not publicly.
Okay.
Yeah. I found myself talking shit about things, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, Bert? Like, you don't have an opinion. You know what it was? Is that you go, someone opened their mouth, and you go, as soon as that guy opened his mouth, you knew exactly how much he didn't know.
Yeah.
And I went, that's all I do.
Right.
That's all I do is go. So anyway,
when you comment on things you don't know about,
yeah, I do that constantly.
Yeah,
like let's get back on point.
Okay,
when you go to an XFL game, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, but you can. When we went to the XFL game, you can see the playing difference between. You can see the jump between high school, college, XFL, and NFL.
Yeah,
you see the grades. What was beautiful about last night's game is I can't really tell the difference in soccer. So these were the best players in the world to me.
Right.
So, like, I was ear to ear. That one guy with the white hair that would sprint down the sideline. They're so fast.
God, all they do is run for fucking 90 minutes.
And the goalie for Austin.
Stuver
was amazing. Yeah. I can't tell that I couldn't. I don't mean this disrespectfully. I can't tell the difference between like the best goalie in the world and Stuver.
Yeah.
So Stuver's the best goalie in the world to me.
Right.
So I was like watching the best goalie in the world because he didn't let one goal in.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of shots on him. And then I'm watching the LA guys and they're doing the drums the whole fucking game. They're doing drums and they're in the corner in the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
And then I just kept thinking, I want more of that in my life. I want more of like I want to have the feeling that those Austin fans had, where for 90 minutes they danced and cheered.
I'm gonna try to go back to one of those.
You got to take the boys.
Yeah,
I mean, it would be. It looked so cool. I remember one time I went to a country western concert.
Yeah.
For Travel Channel.
Yeah.
And I forget the guy's name. I know that Zac Brown Band had just played, but the guy that was headlining it was like Tim McGraw or something.
Yeah.
So one of the guys that like writes real country, like the real.
Look at that! This beautiful fucking stadium.
It's gorgeous. Real country and it's kind of a little slower and it's meant for people that really appreciate country. I remember sitting in the front. I had front row seats. Mm-hmm. I had 100% access backstage. And I was like, and I remember being like shitty. And I was like, this music sucks. And I was just like, I can't believe like I got such great access and I don't care about this music. And I was like, any one of these people here would love to be sitting where I'm sitting. And I don't really care about the music. Like, it's so odd that I don't really. And I kept thinking that. And then I said, wait, this guy just filled a fucking stadium. What part of me is so arrogant that I'm saying, this sucks. This sucks.
All do this.
Everyone does it. And I'm sitting there in the front row going, this blows. And I'm talking to my sound guy who likes this kind of music. And he goes, he says, it's not bad. This is really good. And he's like, you should give it a chance. So I grabbed a cold beer and I was like, I mean, he's a pretty good guitarist. And I was like, he's got great voice. He's a great singer. And then I was like, wait, this is pretty awesome. I'm in a stadium and I'm watching a professional musician that maybe 40,000 people paid to see. And I'm like, and I'm right up front.
Yeah.
And he's looking at me and I'm like, oh, hold on. And I think that shift in perspective of, and that's what I'm obsessed with it right now. Cause I want to be a fan of that, of more things.
Yeah.
Like, okay. List the things before we go back and finish this soccer game. List the things that you're legit a fan of, where because you were talking about F1 and I'm literally at the game last night going, I'm gonna get into F1.
Yeah,
I want to get into F1. I want us to do an F1 catch up on this show where like everyone's into F1, because I hear F1's fucking awesome.
They have the F event here. There's an F1 race here.
Is it next Monday?
It's in October.
When?
I think 23rd, 24th, something like
I'm
that
in Tallahassee at the Donald Tucker Civic Center, October 24th.
You know what? Cancel the gig.
Nope. I'll be in Tallahassee, October 24th. Did I mention I'll be in Augusta, Georgia, October 7th? And then I'll be in Sioux City. I've added shows. Pretty Boy World Tour is on, kicked off in October, guys. I've added shows, and I'm living in a bus and then coming to Austin.
October, all my shows are sold out.
Are you really already sold out?
Yeah.
I still have available in Tallahassee and Augusta.
I got some ones coming up that'll need some help, though. Don't worry. I'll do it. All right.
So what's something you're a fan of?
Well, I think I'm only a legit where I go, I am I'm a fan of for sure these three things. Sure. One would be college football.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, can I tell you something that's fucking insane right now?
What?
So I've had, you know, a lot of issues with my left hand.
Yeah.
Because of my injury and the nerve transfer. So I've been writing with my right hand, and my handwriting is better. And I think maybe I'm right-handed, and I'm figuring it out at 42. Like, if I write this with my left hand, you're going to be like, that's clearly not the hand you write with, right?
Wait, and so you normally write with your left hand?
That's all I've written with my entire life.
And so now you have to write with your right hand.
And it's all more legible.
See if my writing is better. I'm going to. Oh, that's definitely not.
No,
me.
See, that looks like a goddamn. You know what? An R. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So wait. But look, does this look legible?
No.
Look
at my. That's my. The hand I don't write with.
That's actually pretty good. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Here we go. This is good. You are fans of college football. I'm not a fan of college football. I'm a fan of Florida State. Yeah.
I used to be. God.
Oh.
That's the only team that I really follow.
Yeah.
If I watch the full game now, I'm like, you know, I start pulling out my will, start like who I want to leave shit to, because they are so bad. so, I mean, the first game of the season when they surprised the shit out of me going into overtime with Notre Dame,
yeah.
I was like, you know what? They'll have a good
I think you texted me or called me, and I was like, oh, this is going to be a good season.
Dude. I was like, well, at least they're, you know, they're playing well, and they took a good team into overtime. They lost to Jacksonville State, an FCS school.
That was a rough one.
They lost to Wake Forest.
That they was lost rougher. To
Louisville. They're 0-4, man.
I know.
They're bad.
I think that when I show up, because I'm going to the game October 23rd, so we're in Orlando the night before.
Yeah.
And then we're flying in the morning of to go to the game and then flying back to Orlando that night.
That's the shit.
To do the
show. Who are they playing?
I don't know. I've never even.
Look it up.
October 23rd.
Yeah, look at Florida State football schedule.
And I'm excited because I'm legit a fan of Florida State, and I wonder if it's...
Hit that third, the third, that one right there.
I wonder if it's because I...
Can you make that? Okay. So, yeah, we see that there's a bunch of losses. 23rd. Oh, is that UMass?
They're playing UMass.
All right, so in each of the fucking 70 years that they've been playing football,
yeah,
they would be favored by like 6 touchdowns against UMass. This year it might be the only game that they can try to win.
Tickets as low as $7.
Holy shit.
I can see you. That's not bad to pay $7 to go to a football game.
I know.
See, that's the thing is that
they're so bad.
I think what's so cool.
Florida's gonna fuck them up this year.
gonna be a rough one. I take it back. I bet that's where Florida State shows up. They're not gonna show up for Miami, but
I would like to take that bet.
If you want to wager.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app
or wherever you get your podcast.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's crazy is I remember being in San Francisco one time. We were doing shows. We were eating breakfast, and my brother-in-law goes, I wonder if there's a Giants game. And I was like, I don't know. And the girls were with us. Leanne's with them. My sister's with us. Both my sisters. And I think my mom and dad might have been there, but they didn't go with us. I had a show that night. And I go, let's see if we can get Giants tickets. And we got Giants tickets in the nosebleeds. But to go to to make it your lunch, right? So like plan your lunch. Like last night I made it my dinner. Like I didn't eat. We ate lunch and then I took a nap like a dead man.
Oh my God. Your nap was. So you're
my
staying.
My neck was sweaty.
You're staying at my place.
I'm staying at our place.
At our place.
Yeah, that kind of is my guest house.
Okay.
That's my favorite room I've ever been in. I had so much fun in that place last night.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Killed both bottles of wine.
So
it's fit fine. It doesn't fine. Count. You don't get a hangover.
It's
there's less sugar.
Like the Gatorade of fucking
Gatorade
wine.
Of wine.
You, I go, all right, you go, we got to take naps. I go, let's take naps and then we'll go to the game. And then I'm like, be ready to, you know, we're going to be driving at 7:30. So just be ready by then.
Yeah.
And then it's like 6:45 or something, and you had texted me before you fell asleep, so I'm texting you back and you're not responding, and I'm like, hey, are you up? And then I call you and you don't answer, and I go, oh, maybe Because I didn't set you up on Wi-Fi yet. I was like, oh, maybe he's not on Wi-Fi, so he's not getting messages. Or so I go, I'm going to walk down there. So I walk in, I open the door, and I hear that chime. It goes like ding, ding, ding. And I just look in, and I could see you're on the... And then, dude, you shoot up with a look of panic on your face. You're like...
Yeah.
And I was like...
And I was out of it. I was still out of it. I wasn't sure if I was dreaming or not. And I was I started sweating immediately. And I didn't stop sweating until we got in your neighbor's car. I was sweating at his house. And I was like, I was at the game thinking, I wonder if they noticed that I was sweating at his house. And I was like, it was pouring off my fucking face.
You look so scared. And so that must have been a great nap, though.
It was so hard that I was like, I felt physically ill for like 15 minutes. Where I was like, I think I might have AIDS. I literally was like, I was sleeping so, that bed. Let me tell you,
yeah, honestly,
we have so much shit to talk about.
I know,
about.
This is not a plug, but it is. That's a sattva.
That?
It's a sattva. It is the best, dude. It's the best. That's why we sleep on them.
So I go to Tom's house. I get the whole tour. It's a beautiful house. I love it. We hang out with the boys yesterday, which was fucking hilarious. It's hilarious because I've heard you talk about Ellis, but I haven't spent a lot of time with Ellis. Oh, Ellis mostly, when you meet Ellis, he's touch and go. He's like, he comes up, says something to you, and usually what you say back isn't what he wants. But I need to come in hard with Ellis. So I bought a bunch of gum. Ellis is not allowed to chew gum, but man, the look in his eyes. He's like, who's this guy? Oh, this guy, there's no rules with this guy. And so,
and I had lost my shit. I had screamed at him.
Daddy called us fuckers.
Yeah. That's the first thing he told you.
Daddy called us fuckers.
I fucking screamed at him so hard. I got an IV in the morning because I felt like I was being run down.
Yeah.
It was just me and them.
Hold on. We're going too fast. We're talking about too much stuff. Okay, hold on. IV. Let's talk about IVs. Tell us, because I show up drunk. I'd come in from Vegas.
Yeah.
And I show up, I had a lot of cocktails on the plane, but I paced myself. So I didn't, usually what throws me over the edge is when I get the last one right before we go land it. Like when they go, all right, we're going to be collecting cups. And then I always go, okay, one more. And then they go, oh, you're going to have to kill it. And I'm like, that's what I was planning on. And so you're going to be shocked. And so make it two and I'll really impress you. And so I didn't get one like that. And I got into Austin. I didn't get anything to eat. I had got coffee. I got gum and I got two books. I was like, what I'm going to do is go down to the house and I'll read a book on the Taliban. And so didn't do that. But so we get there and you just look, you're like,
I was cooked, dude.
And I was like, what's up? And then Ellis is like, Daddy called us fuckers. And I was like, what's going on? He's like, you have gum? And then he gets on my bag and he starts spinning. And I was like, this is a lot. And you're like, oh, I got to go take a shit. And then I watch these two guys and they're so different guys.
They're so different.
They're so different guys.
Well, Ellis had, he went and got paint. And he was painting like on paper and it was all over his hands and everything. And I was like, hey, put your clothes on for the day, because he had pajamas on still.
Yeah.
And I was with the little guy, and then when I went to go see if he was getting ready, I saw paint on the walls, and I was like, and then I turned the corner, it's on the second wall, and I turned the corner, it's on the other wall. Dude, I lit him. I was like, I was so fucking mad.
But it's so funny because I watched him, because he still had the paint on the thing, and then he took one of your Halloween decorations and rolled it in the paint. And you go, Ellis, don't do that. And it's so interesting to watch him look at you and go, I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
And then you go, don't get it on the counter. And he looks down and he sees it on the counter. And then I just, whenever I go, here, I got it for you, buddy. And I clean it up and then he just keeps doing it.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. Like, it's interesting to watch him. It's like watching tug on a tiger's tail.
He goes, he was crying and he was like, you're being rude. I was like, what rude is painting my fucking walls? I was so mad at him.
I was bummed that I didn't see them this morning because I was like, but I was fucking out of it. Okay, now let's go then.
He also yelled at me. He goes, you're the worst dad ever.
Wait till they do that when they're 17.
Oh, man.
You're a hypocrite. You smoke marijuana too.
You have to, before you get to all that, you have to tell my favorite story of the week so far, which is for your belt.
Okay. So we go to Vegas the night before. Thank you, everyone that came out to the Park MGM. We go to my weekend was kind of packed. It's just started with I was going to go to Vegas and come home. And then I hit you up and I was like, yo, hit Nadav up. And he's like, we need to do an episode. Can you come down to Austin on Monday? And I was like, yeah, you know what? Vegas, Austin, bam, come home. And then it was like, come back to LA on Sunday. And then I was just like, I'm not going to do that. We're going to go see a soccer game. So I pack. I'm not good at packing succinctly. So I'm just not. I don't ever pack enough. So I get to Vegas. I never even go to my room. I go straight to the green room. I get an IV, which IVs are the fucking greatest.
Oh my God.
It is the greatest.
I felt so much better after the one yesterday.
It's not even it is a luxury because it's expensive.
Yeah.
But here's what it does for you. And I got to be honest with you. If we could get an IV sponsorship, I would do reads for the rest of my life. Because what it does, I did it when we were in Red Rocks before the show, and then the next morning before we went to Buffett. And I did it for everyone because what it does is it replenishes your system and makes it so you don't get sick.
Yeah.
And so like, and with what's going on with the fucking world right now, we flew in and I was like, I'm just feeling a little run down and I know for a fact that I'm dehydrated. And if we can just fill me up with hydration, get me lit up with all the fucking, the vitamins, glutathione, yeah, hormone or whatever, yeah. Little Toradol, yeah, like just load me up with all the B12. But I told the guy, I was like, double me up on B, like really load me up. He goes, baller package? I go, baller package. Dude, I got on stage and I was shaking. I was like, I think I had too much B12. So I get an IV. I get Rosebud an IV. I get Steve Fury an IV. Andrew and Parfait get IV. Everyone gets fucking IVs again. I'm like, guys, I could have just gotten one. And yeah. So 9 pizzas show up. I start eating pizzas. They're like, do you want a reservation at the steakhouse? I was like, 100%. So then I put on my jeans and I go, oh shit, I didn't bring a belt. So it's like, hey, Parfait, can you get me a belt? And he's like, yeah. Comes back. He's like, they do not sell belts on location.
Here at the...
at the Park MGM.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I was like, well, what do you want to do? And he was like, I mean, I can give you my belt. And I go, you're fucking 135 pounds.
Yeah.
I go, I need a bigger belt. And he was like, well, I can have a runner go look. And I was like, no, just never mind. I won't wear a belt. And Bill Blumreich is there. And he's like, no, you need a belt. You got to wear a belt. And I'm looking at Bill going, maybe yours and I'll fit. Me and you can wear the same belt. But Bill's like, I'm not giving you my fucking belt.
Yeah.
So one of the guys that works at the thing, they go, hey, we'll get you one of the security guard's belts. And I was like, oh, I feel like shit. I was like, no. And the guy comes in and he goes, no, no, no. It'd be, dude, it's a story. You kidding me? He's like, I'm a fat fuck just like you. Here, take my belt. And I'm like, okay. So he gives me his belt. It fucking broke last night. He gives me his belt and I go to put it on and I go, it doesn't fit. He's like, what? Are you kidding me? Oh, you got to be kidding me. Oh, shit, my belt doesn't fit. And I was like, it does. And I suck it in and then really tight and I broke it. Last night I was getting up.
You kept walking with it open at the gate.
I opened it up. The second I sit down, I opened it up. I was like, it hurts so bad. It was like cutting into my stomach. Like, I think I have a bruise on my stomach from it.
And then it broke.
And then this is the belt now. Is it fucking ripped off. And I was like, I was getting up from your upstairs, and I was like, I think I just broke my belt.
Oh, my God, dude.
And I fucking have this guy's belt,
holy,
and it's
shit,
broken.
Holy shit. What size is that belt?
It's just, I think it's a, it doesn't have a size. It's 40. God. Is this what fat chicks feel like? God damn it.
It busted up.
I got to figure out
busted
how to fucking... Well, it's dude, it was on the last little fucking hole. It's like, why don't they make holes to the very end? Like, make it like Hands Across America.
Yeah.
So you can really wear a belt.
So it was on that last hole?
It was on that last hole, and it just fucking exploded.
Holy shit.
And I was like... And I got down to the house last night, down to my house last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, I fucking broke the goddamn belt. And I was like, now I don't have another belt. I was like, I'm not going to fit one. I got to fit one of your old belts. You got any old belts at your house?
My favorite part was when we were leaving. We were at that soccer game, and they had bought, my buddy Mike bought like all this food because we went there with.
He was great, by the way. Shout out to Mike. What's it? Can we name his thing?
Yeah.
He has a restaurant.
Yeah, Torchy's.
Torchy's
Tacos.
And,
yeah,
and he was fucking awesome, dude. He was so generous.
Guy he was so generous.
Doesn't party. Yeah. Got us beers. Yeah. He's like, you want to come back, smoke a cigar?
And he bought a bunch of food. So he bought like pizzas and pizza rolls and nachos and tacos.
Pizza rolls, Jesus.
So we're sitting there, and he bought so much that there's excess food because there's other people, obviously, with us at the game. And when we were, when the game was over, oh, it was a great game. There's a hot dog still in the wrapper on the counter, and you're like, you look at me, and then you go, you grab it, and you put it in your pocket.
I thought we were both going for it.
You grabbed ketchup and mustard packets.
And then it gets better.
So we're leaving, and this guy, I saw him see you earlier, and he was like, I saw him like light up. So we're going to the elevator to leave. He's like, "Hey man, you're Bert, right?" And you're like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh, big fan." He goes, "Man, the hardest I ever laughed." And he points to me and he goes, "You were drinking a bunch of Kool-Aid." And I was like, "Oh, that's not me."
Yeah, you go, "Yeah, it's him."
And he was like, "Oh, okay. Oh, all right, you were drinking a bunch of Kool-Aid." And then you were like, "I can't believe how much fucking Kool-Aid he drinks."
And then he pitches it to his friends. He made his chick watch. He goes, "He made me watch it." He goes, No. "This guy walks around with a big growler and everyone thinks he's being healthy, but it's filled with Kool-Aid. And this guy just drinks Kool-Aid. Can you believe that?" And then Tom starts laughing. He goes, "Hey, he's got a hot dog in his pocket right now." And the guy goes, "Really?" And I go, "Yeah, look." And he goes, "Oh, shut up." We're in an elevator too.
Yeah, we're in an elevator with people. It was great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was, that made me laugh so hard. I just kept picturing, what some of these, venue security guys look like. Sometimes you're like, "You're security?" When they have, that big barrel belly. And he's like, "Hey, I'm fucking fat like you.
Hey, I'm a big fat piece of shit like you. Huh? Here, you'll take my belt. This would be a good story. I had to give Bert my belt because he didn't ever bring a belt. Shut the fuck up.
Doesn't fit you?
I can't believe it does. That's loose on me."
But you said he's got one of those,
He's got big belly, but real skinny waist.
Yeah.
And my body.
By the way, not that skinny. It's a 40 inch waist.
Yeah.
it is a 40 inch waist. It's not a real skinny waist.
By the way, his belly was aggressive.
I bet.
Those
are my favorite guys. Like, "I'm security." And you're "What could you possibly do, man?"
The food at that place was amazing.
That was great.
I'm telling you, I literally had a smile from beginning to end because I just was like, it's so cool. It's, I bet there's so many people that in this country that go, "Well, fucking soccer," right?
Yeah.
But then to see that people get together in a place and then go, "Oh, this is what we love," and then they all celebrate it. Mm-hmm. It's so fucking badass. And then let's go back to fans, shit, things you're fans of. Because I was laying in bed last night because I go down, we go up, we have a glass of wine. I then bring two bottles down with me to my house. And then I turn on TV and I'm like, "Well, I wonder what I want to watch." And they had it was on MLB Network, the 50 best plays of the week.
Yeah.
And
50 of the week? Not all time?
Might be the year. Is the year coming to an end?
Yeah.
Probably 50 of the year. Yeah. It would be a really aggressive week.
Man, this is quite a week of plays. There were 50 amazing plays.
But I'm sitting there watching it, and I was like, "Hey, man, I'm a real fan of baseball. Like, I played.
You
I
love
grew
baseball.
Up, I grew up playing baseball, and I had to disconnect from it. And I'm trying to think of the analogy. I was like, it's almost like when you get married and you stop going to strip clubs, and then you go to a strip club, you're like, "Oh, I forgot I fucking love these. Like, I love these." And then you're like, "Oh, yeah, I want a lap dance. Hell yeah. Let's get fucking wasted. Oh, let's do coke." Like that.
Yeah.
And so I watched baseball. I watched these plays, and I was smiling ear to ear. I was literally smiling ear to ear. I was drinking wine. That fucking chair is so goddamn comfortable. And I'm just like, "This is great." And I literally said to myself, "I am going to find more shit to be a fan of." Because to be a fan of something, it brings you joy.
Yeah.
And then I was like, why am I denying myself that?
It's great.
Yeah.
You're
and
right.
So when you say you're a fan of hip hop, try to dial it in. Like, who are you a fan? Like, who are you a fan of? Like, I would say, I'm a hardcore fan of Snoop Dogg's.
Yeah. Okay.
A fan of his. Like, when he does stuff, it makes me giggle.
Yeah. I mean, you can go back to like where it starts for me. I guess I would be like EPMD, Tribe, De La, then got really into Gangstar.
You know, a lot of those guys, I saw Method Man do an interview.
Wu-Tang, sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wu-Tang. I remember.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it brings you back to a time when you... Do you think it brings you back to when you discovered them?
Yeah. I think it happens to a lot of people, right? You put on albums or songs, it can immediately take you back to that moment, or at least that time period.
Steely Dan takes me back to Beach Week in a closet, me, Kamen, Sean Hooker, Spencer Ford, and just sitting in there listening to for the first time. And every time I listen to that,
yeah.
And it's crazy because you go, someone was just saying this to me, and maybe maybe it was you, but it was like, what is also cool is when you're a fan of something and you show it to someone else.
Yeah,
you're going, Hey, I want you to see a little bit of part of my... We were talking about Isla used to be into anime.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a period where she was getting bullied because she was in anime because she was into it. And then it makes you close up and go, I don't want to share anything with anyone.
Right.
I don't want to tell you what I like anymore because I like this thing. And then you guys just made fun of me. And now I'm like, okay, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that's what... I was trying to do the math, but I think that's what happens with the... comic book culture is that
what you're talking about right now is how I realized it later about wrestling, like pro wrestling.
Yeah,
is that's like when I realized like how much of a it's just joyful and fun and people's passion, and like I still think it's gay as fuck, but I understand that like that's some people's fun, you know, and I have to be like, yeah, I understand.
It's crazy because you. And then you take it back into cultural appropriation, right? This is what I was thinking about all night last night.
Yeah,
because I started writing like free long form writing.
Yeah,
and oh, by the way, everyone, I'm in therapy. If you watched the last week's episode, yeah. I'm back in therapy, and so I'm journaling every morning and I'm long form writing to get my thoughts out.
How's that working?
It's going great. I love it, but it also is pretty much cementing the fact that I am out of my mind. Like the things I write down, I'm really nervous. Like I travel with my journal and I was like, I don't want to lose this. If I lose this, like I'll be ruined. Like people will be like,
really?
Oh yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
A lot of violence.
No, it's like one of the things I was writing about. No. Oh. It's just craziness. It's like crazy talk, like crazy. The writings of a crazy person.
Really?
Yeah. And then I'll write a page of a freeform thought, get somewhere. And then I draw a picture on the other page. It's really crazy.
Really?
It's fucking very crazy.
What type of thoughts, like without giving away?
Our conversation about paths. Remember our conversation about paths last night?
Yeah. That's not crazy.
Yeah, but it is when you start telling people like, no, this butterfly followed me for like half a mile and then I believed I was on the right path. The way my brain sees things, like, and then, and so anyway, like the other day in my journal, you know what I did? Mm. This is really cool. Is I was, I wanted to see if how many ways I could draw a stick man and make him look happy.
Okay.
So I just spent like 30 minutes just drawing stick men, like going like, yeah, or whoa. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I wonder if you can draw a stick man and make him look sad. And even with the arms down, he still was like, hey, what are we doing, guys?
Yeah.
And so that's the part where everyone would be like, what the fuck, if they got into my journal. But I was drawing, last night, I'm sitting there going, this is the tie between cultural appropriation, okay? So you're a kid, you're ostracized. Let's say your name's Nadav, okay? And you find
what a random name.
By the way, shout out to Nadav running drugs all the way to Texas.
Jesus.
with a sticker on the back of the car that says "Catch me if you can." He'll be here by the time this airs, right?
Okay, I hope so.
So say you're a kid that is into comic books, right? Let's say it's 1972 that you're born, and then you don't feel cool. The things that are cool, you're not into, but you find comic books, And then you start growing up. It's like Patton Oswalt. You start growing up, but you're still into comic books.
Yeah.
And you got comic books in your backpack, and all the jocks see you, and they're like, you're still reading fucking comic books? And then you're like, you got to hide the thing you love so much, right?
Yeah.
And it's now it's 1980, and you still got to hide the thing you love. And then all of a sudden, it's like, it's 2000, and you're a grown man, and you've got a platform, and you see companies come in and start making the thing you are in love with for all these years that you had to hide.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're like, just so you know, this is what Batman's gonna look like. And it's the jocks that are now running, the guys that made fun of you are like, we can make money off this shit. And it's the same shit with I saw Aziz Ansari talk to David Cho, I think, about, I think I'm saying the names right, but it is about growing up eating Indian food and having to take it to school, and everyone be like, what the fuck? Did someone just shit their pants? What is that?
Yeah.
And then what it's like to now see everyone celebrate Indian food.
Right.
And then be like, go fuck yourself. Yeah. I had to take this in my lunchbox and you guys made fun of me my whole childhood. And now you...
Now it's popular.
Now you're a white guy and you're opening an Indian restaurant?
Yeah.
Like, it's so crazy because that's the attachment you have to fandom.
Yeah.
You know? And then it pivots, like with the Dave Matthews. Were you into Dave Matthews when you were in like...
For a little bit. I wasn't like... I can't say I was a devout guy, but yeah, I was in... I mean, there was a couple albums that... It was really popular, so it was just, you couldn't even get away from it, really.
We saw him when he was young. We saw him in Tallahassee, and we all were like, legit, like, this, he, I mean, he is amazing. He still is amazing. I saw him recently in concert when I was in, like, a year ago, 2 years ago. He puts on a better show now. He's in great shape. He inspired me to want to get in shape. He's in great shape. He's in great shape. He looks happy. I think he's sober. Like, he just, you look at him and you go, well, that's what I want to be doing. Like, yeah. I want to be, like, having fun and, but everyone discovered him on their own, right? And everyone shared him, and everyone was into him. And then all of a sudden, because he goes mainstream, and now everyone knows who he is, and your parents are like, hey, this Dave Matthews guy is good. All of a sudden, it turns people away from him.
Oh, right.
And because he had a little bit of a time where there's, like, a backlash of, like, he's everywhere.
Right.
And it's such an interesting, I was thinking about last night, I was like, the key is... To have some success, but don't overexpose yourself.
Which is can be a delicate thing to balance, man. Like, how do you know? Because I saw the, I think it was an interview with T-Pain was on some podcast or something. I think that he was a guest on. He was saying there was some time where his management was like, we got to get you just out of things. You're featuring, like, 20 people's albums, just so it's deliberate for like 6 months.
Yeah,
let's just not have you appear on anything. I think it's a choice.
Yeah, I think about that sometimes where I go, but it's weird because I always had the thing of anyone asks you to do their podcast, you always say yes,
right?
Because I know for how hard it is to get a guest.
Yeah,
and then I started going like, I remember thinking,
I literally think anybody asks you to say a podcast, you just say no,
for real.
Not because of exposure.
Oh, I
just because I'm tired.
I stopped saying yes because I was running out of things to say. I was like, I can't do Two Bears, One Cave. I can't come up with that many things to talk about.
Yeah.
Especially if, and then I would just repeat myself. I'd say the same fucking stories over and over again.
Yeah.
But there is a fine line. And I wonder if that's what like happens when you see like big comics.
Well, when they start making it to like other levels, because if you just do stand up, you realize that, I mean, you can't even put out really more than a special every couple of years.
Yeah.
So that's not overexposing.
No.
Because you're going away for a couple of years. It's when you start doing like movies and TV, like what you're kind of doing. But like if you start going like, if you start saying yes to every offer of a movie the way you do podcasts,
yeah,
then you can end up being like, this guy's in like everything, you know.
Well, there's that.
Which we've seen that.
Yeah, but that's not gonna happen with me because you're only play Santa Claus once. I'll tell you what I do right now. I told this to
are you gonna be Santa Claus?
No, I'm not gonna be anything. I've been
do you know that you would kill it at Santa Claus though?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not. I said to Kale, I said I would, what I'd sign up for, because they're doing this with certain franchises, yeah, is I would sign up for 4 more machine movies. Like, just let's just sign me up for 4. Let's do 4 more, and I'll never be in another movie again in my entire life.
And that'd make you happy.
And I'd be done. Yeah. I don't really need to act. I don't need to take away jobs from actors that can really act. Because I can do what I can do. But you see real actors, and you're like, oh, you should be doing this. Zachary Levi should be doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Or fucking
Margot Martindale. Yeah.
Who's Margot Martindale?
Well, she's an actress, Bert. That's why we were talking about actors.
Wait, pull up Margot Martindale. God, this is flying by the way.
Yeah. Well, it's fun when we're in person.
Yeah. I like her name.
She's a fucking actor.
How do you know her?
I did a movie with her.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. She kills.
Wait, what's she in?
I mean, she was in The Americans. She's been in countless movies and shows.
You see them act and you go, oh, that's like,
yeah.
It's like, you know.
And she also was the type where, like, you're just like hanging out like this and literally laughing about something, you know, just like having a laugh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My God. Later. Oh, let's go get the fucking. Let's get those cupcakes after we wrap. And then they're like action and like, just, you know, delivers the scene. And you're sitting there, watching her in the scene instead of being in it. You're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And then they're like cut. And they're like, are you gonna act too?
And you're like, oh, did you want me to talk?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
her level.
It's funny. Like, I remember. Did you ever see Pat McAfee kick a soccer ball? Type in Pat McAfee kicks a soccer ball.
He has a soccer background, right?
He has a soccer background, but more importantly, he is a professional athlete.
Yeah.
And you forget, I definitely often forget, that when you are a professional at something.
He wasn't like casually punting in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, world's fastest. No, go to the video. World's fastest soccer shot.
That's it?
Watch this. Watch how hard he kicks this fucking soccer ball. Okay.
What?
124 miles
no.
per hour. Yeah. So he did this. He did a version of this, I think, in his studio with us. Not 124 miles per hour, but probably 100 miles an hour. And it is so, he did it up against his wall. And it is so fast. It is so much faster than anything you've ever seen.
Yeah.
That you're like, oh, that's right. You've put in the 10,000 hours to do this. You're a professional.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, honestly, I swear to God, it's like if I tried to perform dentistry versus, you know, like.
Have you've punted a football before?
Yeah. Not good.
When you see guys like him punt and you realize the skill set that they have, when they can do not just a booming punt, but directional punting, where they're like, take a football and they're like, oh, I can put a spin on it. I can go end over end. And I can also go like aim it,
dude,
to go over here.
Are you familiar with Johnny Hecker?
No.
Pull up Johnny Hecker. He is punts for the Rams. Sorry. And he is arguably the most valuable player on their entire team.
Really?
Because his punts, there was an article written up arguing that he should be the most valuable player. His punts don't, not just pictures. Any, I know what he looks like. Go to the. Watch. Can we see, like, his? Can we type in Johnny Hecker top 5 punts? I mean, he literally can place a ball within 5 yards, get it to stop. It's like, it's really, once again, we know what he looks like.
No, he's going to videos.
Okay.
He's
going to videos. He is right. Just
so he's punting
absolutely
out of his own end zone.
Out of his own end zone. Let's see. Oh. He's also a fucking quarterback. And he's also.
That is a ballsy fucking call, man.
Yeah.
Out of your own end zone. Jesus.
Johnny Hecker's a fucking badass, dude. He is my favorite player, without a doubt, on the entire team.
This is nothing to do with punting, but to punt out of your own end zone and throw. Man, throw instead? That is insane.
This is just him throwing.
Just put in that search bar there, any, type in Johnny Hecker punts.
Look at this.
Oh my God.
The guy's amazing. So what made me fall in love with them?
Isn't there a punter named King?
I don't know.
That has like
a
booming punt.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
Dude, he is So he is the reason the Rams, I read an article that said basically he's the reason the Rams are good, because when they do have to punt, he puts the other team at such a deficit. Look at this fucking booming punt. Yeah. How far is that? And look at this.
Yeah.
Right there.
Well, I mean, like, football is a game of field position. So he's giving them the best chance possible. You got to know what to take off of a punt.
Look
like
at
that.
These. All these punts are within the fucking.
Yeah, they're inside the 10.
So what made me like him?
Yeah.
Hard Knocks. They had Hard Knocks. And he was a backup quarterback. He was also the punter, but he was a backup quarterback.
Oh, that's why they let him throw it.
Yeah, yeah. And so he was talking with Jared Goff, mm-hmm. Goff, who's, you know, a rookie. And Hecker goes, I'm paraphrasing. I'm sure this isn't how it happened. But this is how I remember it. He goes, bet you I can hit the crossbars from here. Goff's like, no fucking way. And he throws it. And they're like fucking 30 yards out, throws it, hits the crossbars. He goes, bet you $100 I can hit it again. And Jared Goff's like, no way. And he goes, throws it and hits it. And he goes, bet you $500 you can't hit it. And Jared Goff just walks away. But it's like that gambling, gambling man of like, I have a skill set. We used to do that when we were kids. When I was really into baseball, we would be like, I bet I could hit, like this. You'd say, I bet I could hit the stop sign from fucking, you know, 90 yards away or whatever, 90 feet away. And then me and this guy, Scott O'Brien, were catchers. And we're like, oh, we bet we could hit it from double. And so we'd go back further and hit the stop sign. And then you'd try to hit the sign that has a street sign name on it.
Uh-huh.
But I remember you get so cued in to your muscle memory and all that shit that you're like, that it's not even like, you're not even thinking about it.
Sure.
And that's why I was loving watching these baseball players play, because I was like, it's beautiful. It's like watching the soccer guys play. They're dancing around with the ball. And I'm just like, God damn it, man. I don't, even with comedy, I don't even know if I'm that good. Like, as these guys that are just playing in Major League Soccer.
Oh, right. Well, that's good. It's good to have doubt, because I think it's important for what we do.
Yeah.
I think you don't want to have the kind of doubt that we have in an art form that they have in athletics and sports, you know? Hey, will you type in that King name? Type in Punter King, last name King. I just want to see if I have that right. I thought his name was King. They had like
Reggie Roby was the real fucking gangster.
Oh yeah, I remember him.
I remember at Buck Stadium they
Marquette King. He's a punter, right? Yeah, and I think he has. Go to YouTube. He has like this wild fucking like his biggest punt. Oh, 87 yarder there.
Look at this.
Look at this punt, dude. How big of a punt is this? He was on inside his own 10. Yeah, that's...
It's a 20-yard line. Jesus.
Yeah, he... and then he went to the Raiders, I think. I thought he went to the Raiders.
But, like, Pat McAfee has got fucking hips on him.
Look at this. Bro.
What?
That's an 87-yard punt.
Look at that. I bet Red Band would have been a good punter.
Red Band?
Yeah.
Why?
He's got like thick hips. I wonder if we should get Red Band into punting.
Now?
Yeah, now. Just get him started now. I wonder if he played soccer growing up. I bet he did. I wonder if those thick hips are from soccer. Like, if that's all those soccer kids had thick hips. Because Pat McAfee...
I would say to call him, but there's no way he's awake.
There's no way. Yeah. Pat McAfee has an ass on him.
Yeah.
Like, he has legit ass and thick, like when he shits, you don't see any of the inside of the toilet.
You just see ass.
You just see dick, thighs, and ass.
Yeah.
Like it is fucking packed.
Big old.
He couldn't shit in those, like, you know, the small toilet seats? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Pat McAfee can't shit in there. Or at least if he does, he can't get his hand in there to wipe his ass.
You talked to him about this?
I know, but I'm betting. I'm a betting man. His legs. Pull up Pat McAfee in shorts. Have you ever seen him in shorts?
No.
I've seen him in shorts a lot.
Why have you seen him a lot?
It's how he got married. Was in shorts.
Oh Pull yeah, Pat that, I saw that. That was so fucking weird.
Yeah, his Pat McAfee wedding photo or something. His fucking look at these fucking legs on him. Like, look at his hips. He's like looks kind of like Rihanna. I don't know if Rihanna even has hips. Look at those fucking legs.
Yeah, those are some.
Look at those. Like, make that. Those are fucking ridiculous. ridiculous.
Those are ridiculous.
You're telling me he can put a hand inside the toilet and wipe his ass? No. There's no fucking way. There's no way that if he sits on a toilet and it's a small hold toilet that he can get a hand through those thighs. There's no fucking
through
way.
He's not wiping in the middle. He lifts up and wipes in the back.
I just exposed myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wipe from the front.
Yeah.
Fuck. God damn it. I can't believe I went did this whole fucking rant and didn't realize I was like, it was like.
So you wipe down?
I pull my balls to the side and wipe this way. Wait, you go from the behind?
Yeah.
Why?
Always.
And then you just pull it up your back?
Yeah.
You don't know what I did this morning?
What? What'd you do?
So you go, this is gross.
Okay.
I couldn't find toilet paper, so I just, oh my God, I'm staying at your house. No, I'm kidding.
There was no toilet paper there?
No, there's toilet paper. I couldn't find towels, and then I was like, oh, they're under the thing.
I found them
finally. Okay. Yeah. Took an ice cold shower, by the way. I couldn't find hot water. And then you have, why do you have soft water?
I don't fucking know. There's no soft water in the house.
It's just in the guest house?
I guess.
Oh, soft water, you can jack off. You don't need any lube. That's how slippery soft water is. Nothing. I jacked off in your shower.
Hey, you can jack off wherever you want there.
No, I jacked off one time with Leanne. We were on vacation and they had soft water. And I was like, this is like, I kept rubbing up on her. I was like, do you feel that? She was like, yeah. I go, it feels like we're covered in lube. And I just started playing with my dick. And then I was like, hey, is this cool? She was like, do what you want to do. I was like, can I? She was like, yeah. It's awesome.
Nice.
What are the benefits of soft water?
I don't think there's a what kind of transition is that?
What are the benefits of soft water? Will you type that in?
Benefits of soft water?
Yeah, well, like, why would someone have soft water?
I don't know. Wait, are you talking about the speed with which it comes out?
No, soft water. It's when it's slippery and it touches you.
Oh, I thought you meant that it's like there's no...
No, what? This must have been a confusing fucking story.
I thought you meant
you.
It's like dribbling out.
No, it's... You got a great water pressure. That's water pressure.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
You have soft water. You add stuff to your water to make it slippery.
I didn't add. There's nothing being added.
Someone's adding it.
Okay.
Cleans more effectively. Enjoying softer skin. So what do you add? Helps protect the environment. Save a little money.
All that's from soft water?
Yeah. What's the difference between hard water and soft water?
Okay. The raw, untreated, mineral-rich water is what we call hard water. Okay. Most of us prefer not to have hard water in our home, so we turn to something called soft water. Soft water is what we create by cleaning hard water to eliminate all of the harsh minerals it carries. This allows you to feel confident the water in your various homes is clean, fresh, free from any unwanted elements.
Interesting.
So it's a filtration system.
Yeah, I thought you had to put something in it, like salt or something.
Hmm.
And then I bet it doesn't clog up, because like sometimes on our shower,
yeah,
the water will be shooting sideways, and you got to click it because there's like,
oh right, like minerals
deposits in it.
So you have hard water at home.
We have hard water, but I think I might switch to soft water, except for the fact that you don't know if the soap's off you.
That's true, and I actually have noticed now that you're describing it, I have this issue in my shower.
Yeah.
Which is like, I feel like I still have soap on me.
It's like, and it sucks when you have balls.
I have balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have two. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll switch over to soft water.
Okay.
It's just slippery. And you're just like, the whole time you're I put on shampoo and then I was like, under the water going, okay, come on. Is it out? I was like, it's got to be something you got to like kind of eyeball it with whether or not you're clean.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, all the soap's off me.
Yeah.
I grew up with soft water. What?
Just that, like, it's made that much of an impact on you.
Oh, it was an eye opener this morning. It's like bathing in lube.
Yeah, it does. You're right. You're totally right.
But what's interesting to me is some rednecks grew up on well water and they can only drink well water.
Really?
Other water tastes weird to them, and well water tastes like farts. I think.
That's all the minerals.
It's all everything. Of them. That's yeah. everything.
Everything.
That's, yeah.
All of nature is in that water.
Yeah. Do your kids...
What?
Why don't you tell the story about the cup of water your son got me yesterday?
So
my oldest is a little, he's a little rascal. He's a little menace.
He's a rascal is one way to put it.
He fucking painted the walls. He's like spinning on the suitcase. He's jumping off the shit. He's fucking
a criminal. But yeah, a criminal might be one way to put it.
Painting the counter.
Prankster is a one way to put it.
Prankster, all this shit. He's five. So he's like, he goes, he has this smile. He's like, he goes, "Hey Bert, I got you a glass of water." And he's like, and he hands it to you. And he's like, "Try it." And then he starts laughing. You're like, "Why are you laughing?" He's like, "I'm not." And he's laughing hard. And I'm like, I don't even thinking about it yet. I'm like, "Oh, what?" And then you go, "Where did you get this water?" He goes, "The sink." And he starts laughing. And then you go, "You got this from the sink?" And he goes, "Yeah."
And then I go, "Hey, why don't you take it?
And then he starts laughing. He's like, "No." I'm like, "Ellis." And I look at him and I go, "Did you get this water out of the toilet?" And he goes, "No."
Dead serious.
Dead serious.
Goes, no, I didn't. I go, "Then you take a sip." Go, he goes, "No. I'm not taking a sip." I said, "Well, I'm not going to take a sip until you take a sip." He goes, "No, you take a sip and then I'll take a sip."
And I go, "You promise me." And he looks at me like dead serious. And he goes,
"Dead serious.
I promise." And I actually go, "I believe him."
You go, "You believe him. It's fine to drink." And I go, "Okay, as soon as you drink it, Ellis." And he goes,
And when he said he wouldn't drink it is when I was like, "Hold on." So I go over to the bathroom and I open the door, turn the light on, and I see a water trail to the toilet.
Directly, like,
right from the toilet.
He dunked it in, didn't even cover his tracks, water dripping off the glass from the toilet over to where he was.
And I look in the sink, the sink's totally dry, and I'm like, "Ellis, you got this from the toilet." And he goes, "I'm sorry."
Yeah, "I'm sorry." It was like, I didn't even ask for a glass of water. It's just his brain goes, "Oh, we'll get him with the old toilet sink water."
Toilet water.
Toilet water.
Yeah.
Just came in smiling ear to ear. "Hey, Bert, here's a glass of water for you." I was like, "Oh, thanks." And I was like, "Oh, I am a little dehydrated." And then you're like, whoa, "Ellis, where'd you get that from?" He's like, "Sink." It was crazy to watch him.
Yesterday, too, before you got there, I was like, "I need to lay down." I was like, "Run down." And I go, "Can you not just break shit and ruin shit for like 40 minutes?"
Yeah.
And he was like, "Yes." And I go, "Just sit right here and watch this thing. That's all I'm asking you." He's like, "Okay." And then like 40 minutes went by. He goes, "Are you proud of me? I didn't break anything." And I was like, "Yeah.
Are you proud of me?"
I was like, "Yeah, I'm real proud of you, man. Thanks. Thanks for not fucking ruining the house."
It's funny, too, because I look at it and I go, "Oh, you got everything ahead of you." Like right now you're in the weird park. It's like, what is he, three?
He's five.
He's five. The other one's three.
Yeah.
And it's like they're humans and they can do stuff and they don't know they can get hurt yet. Like, that's the thing. Isla fell down our stairs probably 20 times.
He will jump. He'll jump off the, Ellis will jump off a counter. Jump, and I'll be like, "Huh."
I watched him. I was like, "Doesn't that hurt your feet?" And he was like, No. He was jumping off the couch onto the ground and then then he just grabs two hockey sticks. He's like, "We should fight." And I was like, "I don't want to fight you." And he's like, "Come on, the harder you go, the better it is."
And he swings it
so fucking hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have boys growing up.
He's been sneaking candy. So the other day he goes, "I want to make a sandwich." And I go, "Okay." He goes, "I'd like some privacy." And I was like,
"I'd like some privacy."
I was like, "All right." So he goes in the pantry and shuts the door. And I'm like, "Whatever, man." And he comes out and he's made two sandwiches, one for his little brother. And I was like, "That's really sweet, man."
Yeah.
He's like, "See, made him a sandwich, made me a sandwich." I'm like, "That's really sweet." And I go in the pantry to make sure he put the bread away.
Yeah.
And there's all these little candy wrappers in there, right? And I was like, "You little fucker." So the next day, a couple days later, I'm hanging out and I see him. Like, I go, "What are you eating?" And he goes, "Bread." And I go, "Really?" And he was like, "Yeah." I was like, "You're eating bread right now?" And he's like, "Mm-hmm." And I go, "Show me your mouth." And he goes, like, kind of like, I go, "No, show me your mouth." And he's like, and I go, "Just tell me what you're eating." He goes, "It's just chocolate." He's like, just all day, dude.
Oh, he's going to be an interesting kid to watch grow up.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah. It's going to be fun because it's not, I have no attachment to it.
Yeah.
So I love watching it.
Sure.
And it was making you crazy. You're like, enough. And poor Julian's got fucking, he runs roughshod all over that kid.
He does. All day he just smacks him.
Yeah.
Yeah, tortures him.
That's it's so funny because I've heard you talk about him, and I was like, "There's no way he can be that like that wild." And then you get there, and you're like, "Oh, this is like
he's wild. He's wild, dude."
And the fuck, my favorite. I'm not even gonna say it because I'll wait till you talk about it on stage.
Oh yeah.
That was the fucking I. Could not stop laughing.
We just haven't taken it down. It worked. It didn't work. It worked for like a day. Yeah.
I miss that. I want to have that. That's, I'll get excited when I get a second wife and we start having kids again.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
You really will do that?
No, I wish I could. I wish I didn't love Leanne the way I love her.
Really?
Yeah. I wish I just didn't care about her. Like I don't, it just sucks because I'm like, someone we were talking about with the other those guys last night, and they're like, "Yeah, you're supposed to be an empty nester." And I was like, "Yeah, put a gun in my fucking mouth."
Yeah,
like, what am I going to hang out with her all day long? Like, that's just me and her. And she just, and Leanne's like, just a nerd where she's like, "Well, why don't we just get? We should just read a book." Can you imagine how fucking depressing that is? Your kids are in college, and you go in, and your wife's just reading a book on the couch. Hey, grab a book. Let's sit and read. I mean, that's like everything I didn't want to get married for.
Yeah.
Like to sit and read a book or go through magazines and just like, I'm nervous because we have fun. Like,
do you wish you could just like get another house nearby and like stay in her life, but just kind of do your own thing?
Here's what I wish. Okay. All right. I wish that I was on a boat. It was like a cruise ship, and the boat started sinking, and I rescued a young Lithuanian woman, mm-hmm. and we were stuck in a life raft, and the only way we could survive was through having sex, and I got her pregnant with triplets, but I saved her life, okay, and I saved a bunch of people's lives, but I had to fuck them all, okay,
everybody,
I had to fuck them all, but the. I say Lithuanian. Pull up what a Lithuanian woman looks like. I should really be clear with what my wants are.
It might pull up like a Lithuanian.
No. Let's do instead of Lithuanian, let's do young Swedish woman. Ooh, or Lithuanian. Oh yeah. Yeah, I'll go Lithuanian. Okay. And I get her pregnant on this raft, but I saved everyone's life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I got her pregnant and we had to have sex. I got cold that night. And
I mean, you could just hold her,
but I had to have sex with her.
Okay,
and then we get discovered, right? And holy shit!
Yeah, I'll come to your wedding.
Hold on, find Lithuanian women for marriage. Please go to that website right now. I want to see what I can get. This is like when you're looking for dogs, but you already have three dogs.
Yeah,
and then you just start sending pictures to your daughters.
That's a Mexican chick.
Yeah, just blonde. We want blonde. I want blonde. I want blonde.
Yeah, you already done the...
Yeah, I've already done the brunette. I'm not getting...
Oh.
Anastasia, 18.
How old is she, 10?
Heart.
18. She's... I couldn't read it. I don't know.
Ukrainian, Kiev. All right, let's age up. 21's good. Colombian, Natalia.
She's hot.
All right, click her. Find me. Let's see if we can get her. Oh my God, let's get wives.
Dude, yes.
Let's get wives and we'll just keep them in their country.
Keep them in their country?
Yeah, it's almost like remember when you'd adopt a kid in like a third world country and you'd give them like a penny every month and you could feed them? Well, let's do that with wives. Let's get wives. Let's get wives for the show. We get wives for the show, right?
Let's just get pen pals. And then we send them like $20. Like, I love you so much.
I say we get two wives, one cave, right? And so we get these two girls in the same country and we force them to do a podcast. And we'll marry them. I guess you can't marry them.
We can't marry them.
So anyway, I get this young Lithuanian, old middle-aged little Lithuanian woman. They make her 27.
Okay.
I get her pregnant and then they discover me. They find, everyone thought I was dead, right? They've already done like memorial services for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they just... discover that we're alive in a life raft. And everyone's like crazy for it. Leanne's like super happy. And I go, hey, here's the deal. I ended up having to have sex with this woman to keep her alive.
And now we have triplets.
And now we have triplets coming. But Leanne's cool with it. And she's like, all right, here's the deal. We're going to move her into the house. The girls are in college. We're going to raise those kids together. And we'll also be empty nesters. Because like, I kind of want to have kids. I want to have kids again. Like,
you do?
Yeah, like I had fun having being a dad. I looked at, last time I looked at all these guys with their kids, and they're at all the soccer game, and you can see that they were caring about their kids. They were like, hey, what do you want to eat? What do you want? And I'm, my kids could give two shits about like doing anything like that with me. They've already done it, so they're like, I'm good. And like I just go, I want someone to like look up to me again. Like instead of like being like the creepy uncle behind them trying to fuck with them last night, I was like, hey, what color is our team? And they're like, fucking white, man. We're white. But yeah, I would, that's what I would love to be able to, I, like I keep saying to Leanne, I wish you would be cool with me getting someone pregnant on the road.
It's a big ask.
And then she raises it. Like I just want, like she doesn't want to be pregnant.
Right.
And so I'll just like I get roofied and these girls all have sex with me and then they come back and they're like, you got us pregnant. And I'm like, Leanne, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
They did it to me.
Yeah. Yeah. How many did you get pregnant, you think?
I would love three. I would love three.
Pregnant at the same time?
That'd be great. Well, I can put three in the house.
Do you think that once you got them pregnant, so they're, let's say they're, you know, a couple months pregnant and they're like, I'm horny, that Leanne would understand if you're like, they want to have sex again though,
right? No, now. She wouldn't. And I'd be cool with that.
You'd be okay.
I just want the kids right now.
Oh, okay.
Like I want the fucking, I remember one time the girls went with my parents back to their house. And they left me and Leanne at the beach. We were at the beach, and the girls went back into Tampa with my parents. And it was deafeningly silent. Like, it was so quiet in the house. And it was, I felt so sad.
You're going to be so weird at home alone, or home with just with Leanne.
Yeah, I think I'll start drinking very early. I'll just start drinking it, like, when I wake up. what are you going to do?
Drinking at breakfast?
Yeah, like, what do you just... like? So then, let's plan this day out. So this, and by the way, Leanne cannot wait to be an empty nester. She cannot fucking wait. And so you wake up.
I'm going to call you. You're like, I'm drinking. It's like, it's fucking 8 o'clock in the morning.
I get into pills. I'll start smoking weed a lot. But like, what else am I going to do? Like you wake up, right? You wake up. So let's say I wake up at 9 in the morning, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no noise in my house. I walk in and Leanne's just eating eggs silently in the kitchen. She goes, hey, I made you eggs. They're cold. And I go, cool. So then I eat cold eggs. And then that's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then what do we do for the rest of the day?
She's like, well, I was thinking about we could go get some knickknacks from the store to hang up. Cause
so it's just now it's just me and her in the car silent.
Yeah. She'll be like, summer's coming up. We can get some summer stuff for the house.
You know what it'll be? It'll be going... the girls are thinking coming back in November. Should we get some stuff for the girls in November? Let's dress the house up. We'll be just planning for the girls to come home.
Yeah.
I like it bums me out so bad. I kind of hope Georgia doesn't go to college and just stays home.
You want that?
Yeah, and just is like a Kardashian. If I could get her into being an influencer and just staying at home and taking pictures and I'll get drunk and eat cheeseburgers in the fucking shower and she can just get viral videos of my dad just, I'm glad you didn't leave. I don't want you to leave. I love you. Like, I want her to go to college. So I want her to have a great life and have a great experience. But selfishly,
yeah,
I would love for her to be like, I'm not ready for college. I want to take a year, live here, and work. I would love that. I don't want, and when Isla goes to college, fucking kill me in my sleep. I don't know. Like, and then Leanne's like,
what if they go far? That's going to be weirder, right? Because there's a whole possibility, like, you live in LA. They could go to L.A. schools. They could go to California schools, even Arizona schools, let's say.
Yeah.
You know, it's all kind of but also, like, one of your kids could be like, I want to go to BU. I want to go to NYU.
My buddy's son just went to Emory. And I was like, aha, it's like a six-hour fucking flight.
Yeah.
That's a six-hour flight. And then you're in Boston.
I think it's a message, too. Like, I remember when I graduated, and I was like, I was going to go to either New York or L.A. I think part of me chose L.A. because it's so far from my family.
Really?
And I wanted to be. Like, I want to be
so
far.
It's so funny. I moved to L.A., but I didn't want to be that far from my family. I remember thinking, I'm really far. But I moved to, I never even thought about that. And then my sisters both moved to L.A.
Yeah.
And my parents are like, I'm like, what are you guys doing in Florida? But you call them and they're, what are you guys doing? Just having a drink? Having a cigar? That's all they do. Got in the pool, got out of the pool, got a drink, got a cigar. It's like, you ever been on vacation by yourself? Just by yourself. Like where you go to like when I lived in the Universal Sheraton for like 7 months when I was 26 years old. Will Smith put me up there, and it was like leaving Las Vegas. Like I would get up, I'd go over to his office, the Overbrook office. We'd take a meeting at like 10 a.m. and then I had nothing to do. I'd go back, see if the bar was open, I'd have a drink, go to my room, take a nap, wake up, work out. They had an arcade in there. I'd get margaritas, start playing video games, and then just drink all night long by myself. And just go like, so this is what, like, I don't understand what like Taylor Tomlinson does, where she just sits there and just does just nothing. Like,
what do you mean?
She doesn't drink or do drugs. She sits there and goes all day. Like just sits in a hotel room and just goes. Like, I don't get that.
Well, she might be watching things, reading things, writing.
Yeah, reading. Oh, fuck. Can you, like, you can only jack off once.
You can do more.
But it's a diminishing returns after the first one.
It's true.
You get one good one, and then everything after that is like, like, I just don't understand. I don't understand. Empty nester is like the saddest thing. For me right now, that I can't imagine. They were talking about last night, and I was like, oh yeah, I don't know. And then I was like, I'll just come on the road with you. And I was like, you're in for a rude awakening, because you're living on the tour bus. By the way, like you're living on the tour bus with us, and. Like, what the
fuck? That's probably fun for someone
just,
like that.
I love being on tour. I'll just tour for the rest of my life.
Well, I think she would be like, this is fun for one run.
For one run.
And then she'd be like, this is.
Do you think that I'll find, I'm joking half of this, but I'm being dead serious. It really does depress the fuck out of me to think my kids won't live with me anymore. Like, it really does.
I understand that, yeah.
Do you think that I will find some sort of joy in it? Like, that I'll. That we'll find like a happiness in just us living in a house with no one else.
Yeah, because you'll find something that you'll discover a joy.
We'll get into tennis, and then we'll just be the couple that comes back from tennis. Yeah. And we're like, "Hon, I'm gonna shower. Well, I'm gonna shower too."
You'll start booking dates based on where there's good tennis. You know, yeah. Where you can play well.
Hey, hon, we can go play a little at Saddlebrook. And she's like, oh, I'd love to play Saddlebrook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are the composite courts, right? Yeah, hon. Yeah. Get your composite shoes. Ooh, I'm packing bags for both of us. And we're wearing matching clothes.
Oh, it's so depressing.
I even tried to juice it up, and it just sounded so depressing.
It is. Well,
maybe we can Kurt and Courtney this and just both get into heroin and just.
Wow. I'd love to get into drugs more.
Yeah. I'm like, we're going to take a little bit of a break. So I'm bummed out thinking of being an empty nest, and I'm watching my friends go through it.
Yeah.
And like, dude, dads are crying.
Yeah.
Dude, you drop your kids off of school and dads are crying. My buddy cried dropping his kid off of college. He cried at the dorm.
Yeah.
That's real. That when a man, like, I get like a mom's losing her baby, but when a man's like, this is it, it's over. The fun times are over. No more catches. No more fucking, hey, who wants to watch a movie? No more like, hey, I'm making pizza. Like, hey, who wants pizza? Who wants to get Chinese food? Oh, dad, you ordered so much. I know. Hey, let's go swimming in the pool. All the fun shit of being a parent just goes away. And then all of a sudden it's just, you're like, it's kind of crazy. And by the way, I bet there's people listening going, oh, no. I want to hear from the parents that love it.
That love it because they're.
I want to hear from the parents that love it.
Well, here's one thing you can look at it that is I think, upside. You can be spontaneous again. You can't, like, you don't have to think about the well-being of people in your home. You can be with your wife and be like, let's want to go to New York right now. Well, you can just do things. You can.
Oh, that would be.
You know what I mean?
Great.
You don't have to think about. Are you girls going to be okay? Are you going to, you know?
Like, you just go, like, you can just go, like, hey, let's go to San Francisco for dinner.
For sure.
Oh, that's pretty badass.
That's pretty cool.
Hey, do we have an email here so we can get them in the next episode?
Yes.
If you're an empty nester, will you email us things that are positives about being an empty nester?
What is it? Two bears, one cave. It's, you know what? It's on the lower third right now.
Yeah, it's on the lower third.
All right. We got to go. Thanks. Love you.
Love you too.
All right. Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert.
One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.